Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. As you remember from the season three, we started doing a question of the day. We're going to start with that again. So, Hangar Bar crew, we've been away from this for a couple of months now. Super excited to be back. But my question of the day for you is, what is the most exciting Disney news that you've seen or read or thought about since we last recorded at the end of November?
A lot of people, I hope, are aware dining plans are officially back at Disney World, and
yay.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Disney without a dining plan, so that is very exciting.
It is. And we'll probably get into that in later episodes of the season, because it's changed a little bit from how it used to be done in the past. So more to come on that. But that is exciting news that's happened since we last recorded.
My biggest excitement is Celebration Gardens at Epcot.
Ooh, tell us more about that.
So I was all saucy when they took out the Fountain of Nations, because, I mean, come on. You stop and you watch the fountain show and you listen to the music and you ooh and ah because you're staring at the backside of the prettiest girl in school watching a fountain show, and they took her away. But they have put in gardens with lots of seating space now, and it's in like three or four different themes or motifs. And there is one section that features a bronze statue of Walt himself staring out over Epcot that you can go sit by and take your picture with and all of that. And I'm just so excited.
Aw, I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Okay, Lariah, how about you?
Oh, mine's lame. It's just what Lacey said about the dining plans, which I just can't get over how they just ripped it away from us.
Stupid pandemic.
Yeah. They gave it back, so it's fine.
They taketh away, they can giveth back. Okay, and so for me, fairly recent news that I've heard about, that I'm super excited about, when they closed Splash Mountain, one of the biggest things that I think was one of my biggest fears was that they were going to not have as many and as cool of animatronics in that attraction as you went through that attraction. They announced just a few weeks ago that they are not only bringing in like new animatronics for the band in the bayou, that kind of thing, like animal animatronics throughout that attraction. There's going to be either 6 or 7 high-tech Tiana animatronics built into the attraction. And wow. they're using the technology not of the Frozen Ever After ride in Epcot, which is like the rear projected faces, but they're using the next iteration of that technology where the faces look like real people faces. So they're using their most state-of-the-art animatronics for Tiana, and they're adding like 6 or 7 different versions of Tiana animatronics into the attraction. I am so excited for that.
Yeah. Whoa. That'll be really cool to see.
That took my excitement for that ride from an 8.5 to a 10. Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm glad they're doing it the right way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Finally, somebody's sitting there saying, let's not cheap our way out of this. If we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now we just got, I should say my desire to ride that ride's at a 9.5, because I'm still holding jury on the music that they're going to use, since they basically said they're not going to use music from the movie.
That's going to be so interesting.
Right? Hi, I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Lariah.
Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Welcome back to the Hangar Bar, everyone. It is season 4. Can you believe it?
Season 4. Woohoo!
Woot woot. So yeah, we're excited to be back, and we have a lot of really fun things planned this year, including what we're gonna do today and some of the things that we're gonna talk about. We're talking about, we have some trips to Disney planned. We have we're talking about potentially, instead of on a cold, windy day going to Marceline, we're gonna talk about potentially doing another summer trip to Marceline, where we can go kind of connect to Walt here kind of locally, some of those kind of things. Again, maybe try some of the other Disney related restaurants down in Marceline, Missouri. Lots of really cool ideas for episodes, but we also want to hear from you. What are the things that you want to hear in season 4? Let us know on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, if you happen to be there. And then finally, two other big announcements that I want to call out before we jump into the episode. First and foremost, we released our entire back catalog of episodes onto the YouTube podcasting platform. So we've just started talking about how else we might be able to use our YouTube channel other than just releasing new episodes. So watch for maybe some exciting things to come there. Come find us hanging at the Hangar Bar on YouTube. Like, subscribe, all of those kind of things, just so we can start getting our follower count up there, because the more followers we have there, I think the cooler stuff we can do. Live streams, that kind of thing, using YouTube, we can definitely do that. And when we get our follower count up a little bit, just come follow us there and we'll be happy to do that. And then finally, the last big announcement is, we'll mention this more than just today, but this season of Hanging at the Hangar Bar podcast is being sponsored by our very own Minx Cruise and Travel. So we are excited to have them on as a sponsor for our podcast. That's exciting. And they do really great work. So I just want to, we're not going to make this an advertisement or anything like that. We just want to call out through their generous support that they're helping us out and a great sponsor for us this year. Okay. Season 4, episode 1. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So when this episode releases,
I almost feel like we should have like a credit crawl, like Star Wars.
Yeah. Like
episode 1, season 4, A New Hope.
Which, that's a very good point. We have a new hope, Candace, because when this episode of the podcast releases, Scott and Candace will actually be in Disney World.
Finally.
I'm so jealous.
Home.
Yes. It's
2019 September was the last time any of us were actually set
that's
foot.
Not true.
No, that's not true. When all four of us stepped foot.
Yes.
Apparently, this is going to be another year where I struggle with English, so just bear with me. But set foot into a Disney park. Candace did later in November that year. But 2019 was the last time any of us were in a Disney World park. So we are super excited. So what we thought we would do with this first episode is, Candace and I have been doing a little bit of planning. We have the dining plan, so we have some dining reservations figured out. But we're doing some new things on this trip, sort of approaching it a different way. We're going to be there during the Festival of the Arts in Epcot. So I thought we'd just walk you two through our trip and let you react to it and tell us what you think. Tell us if there's other things that you want us to do or things that you think we should do.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, cool. So let's start with the location that we've chosen to stay for this trip. We have gotten ourselves reserved into a deluxe resort. We are staying at Disney's Beach Club, which, again, not to sound like a commercial, is just mere steps away from International Gateway at Epcot.
Mm-hmm. From 123 to be exact.
From the edge of property, we will be 123 steps away from International Gateway.
That's so exciting.
So, Candace, where do we want to start with talking about our trip planning?
That's a great question. I don't know where you want to start with
talking. So,
because
Lacey
and
Lariah,
that's very close, near and dear to my heart. So we could start at the beginning and go for hours.
Right.
But I don't think we have that much time.
We have all the time. All the time. So Lacey and Lariah, do you have a preference of how we kind of walk you through our planning?
I want you to start from beginning to end. Give us your itinerary.
Okay.
From like departure day.
Okay. So on Sunday morning, we're going to wake up at 3:30. Well, no, I take that back. Scott will wake up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Candace will still be awake from 3 days prior. I'm not joking, am I, Candace?
No, no. I'm going home. I'm done.
So we are lucky enough to be flying out of Lincoln for this trip, which is awesome. We don't have to drive to Omaha. This time of year, weather is always kind of questionable, so less driving, the better. So we get into Orlando at, let me pull up, I think it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Candace.
2:45.
I'm looking up flight details right now. So yes, we land in Orlando at 2:42 p.m. And yeah, we can talk about some of the surprises. So let's back up just one little step. So a friend of ours is going on a birthday trip. This is her birthday trip. So there's a group of 10 of us that are going.
Nine of us that are going.
And so we have some things, some surprises planned for them and that kind of thing throughout. But since this is releasing while we're there, we'll be able to talk about those and not ruin it, because they are also listeners of the podcast. So we don't want to ruin any surprises. But so we'll get there at 2:42. Candace has arranged a transfer for us from the airport to our resort. Candace, do you want to talk a little bit about what you've arranged for transport?
I absolutely can, because we are a group of Disney adults, three of which this will be their first time. And you know how I feel about taking people to the parks for the first time. So my excitement about all of this has amplified by about 60,000, because I have three people that have never been there before. So,
yay! Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I have arranged private transfers. And there will be a Mercedes-Benz speeder limousine van that will be picking us up at Orlando International and taking us to the resort.
Excuse me? You're fancy.
Right?
We bougie.
So, yeah. So we'll ride in style to our resort, probably get there around 3:30, 4 o'clock, which is after check-in time for the hotel. So we'll all go to our rooms, get ourselves settled for just a little bit. And then as of right now, this might change depending on when we get to the airport or get to the hotel and that kind of thing, is at like 5 or 5:30, we're all going to meet in the lobby and we're going to take Disney transportation over to Disney Springs. Candace and I have planned out a progressive dinner through Disney Springs that night, where we're going to give everybody going with us kind of that slow burn introduction into Disney that we like, that we always advocate for. We're going to give that to them and give them a taste of four different restaurants in Disney Springs.
Mm.
So would you like
to hear which ones we're going to go to?
I think I would love to hear which ones we're going to go to.
So we're going to start with pre-dinner cocktails at the Edison or Enzo's Hideaway, which are actually connected through the basement. So if we can get into Enzo's, I think I would prefer to start there. But if not, we'll just hang out at the Edison. Both are extremely fabulous bars. And I think for a cocktail, that's a good place to start.
Agreed.
For appetizers, we are planning to go to Morimoto Asia Street Food.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, sticky ribs. And I've already warned the people that they will change their lives. So,
yeah. So all of the places that we're talking about are places we decided to do it without reservations, just so we didn't have to, like, if we wanted to change plans, you'll catch that theme from Candace and I throughout. If we wanted to change plans or wanted to do something different, we were creating a lot of flexibility. So we didn't want to go anywhere where we needed reservations or have a set time where we needed to be somewhere. So that's when we talk about Morimoto Asia Street Food. That's why we did that instead of trying to get a reservation into that spot.
Smart.
For the entree course of the evening, we are looking at either the Polite Pig or Cooks of Dublin, which is Raglan Road's quick service.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
And they are known for their fish and chips. I'm kind of thinking we'll probably lean more toward the Polite Pig, but we do have two options for folks. And then we figure after that, people are going to be full and just ready to go sit down and maybe have a cocktail and just kind of talk about the trip coming up. So we're going to wrap it up. Of course, at our beloved Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Love it. Classic.
Mm-hmm. And then make our way back to the resort. But I think that's a great way to wrap up the evening.
I agree. Ooh, love it already.
Yes, I always say this, but I'm all excited about that first night. I'm looking forward to that almost as much as I'm looking forward to the rest of the trip.
The first night is and will always be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed. Wait till you hear the rest of this trip, though. I think we have this one planned out really well. And some of the reservations that we got are really freaking cool.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, so then that gets us into Monday. The day that you all are listening to this, this will be our plan. So if you happen mm-hmm. to be in Orlando, this is where we'll be for the rest of the trip. Please don't stalk us, but come say hello. We'd love to see you. Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk about the reservations that we have, Candace, for each day. And then we can talk a little bit about how the rest of the day will go. So there's a couple of different restaurant reservations that we have this day, and we'll talk a little bit about some flexibility that we're still talking about. Nothing is 100% pinned down yet. But the one thing that we know is 100% pinned down is we are starting our first park day in Epcot.
Yes.
8:30 is early hours for resort guests that day. And we have 8:55 reservations at Chippendale's Harvest Feast Breakfast at Garden Grill.
Yay. Amazing.
Going to get Candace there for breakfast.
Yes, mm-hmm. Finally get to experience it, Candace. I'm so excited.
Yep.
Yeah, and then when we get in, we're going to check, because we're coming in International Gateway, that's right by France. So mm-hmm. we've talked a little bit about maybe when we come in to the park that morning right at 8:30, seeing if we can just really quickly rope drop Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. And just knock that out of the way really early without having to get a lightning lane, pay for a lightning lane, anything like that. It'll depend on time and that kind of thing, because we'll only have 25 minutes to make it to the Chippendales Garden Grill restaurant. So we'll see if we have time for that. But that's kind of stuck in my head right now, that I'd love to do that right when we get into the park, because it'll be the lowest wait time we'll probably ever see it. And then go to breakfast right after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're not late for reservations ever, ever, ever.
We are not. I asked Candace what time the last possible minute we could check into for the reservation was, and she said like 10 minutes early.
You're not, but early, you know, that's late.
That's right.
Late for me.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. It is. I understand. Okay, so then Candace, after breakfast, what do we have on the agenda? What are we planning for the rest of that morning and early afternoon?
So we had talked about going and, like, after breakfast, going and doing the rest of the wonderful attractions that are in the Land Pavilion, which include our beloved Living with the Land and Soarin', which hopefully over California will still be there. We talked about going over to the Seas with Nemo and Friends and going through the aquariums, really paying attention to the aquariums rather than just going on the attraction and leaving right away again. And then we were also talking about seeing if we could get into a virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy at some point and take care of that, then go do Spaceship Earth, and then head on out.
Keep in mind, we have to do the Gardens in Moana that morning, too.
Yes.
So Moana's new walkthrough attraction is open up there in the front of the park, along with the thing Candace was talking about with the Walt statue and...
Yes.
We're going to try and basically get the front of the park done that mm-hmm. first day.
Love it. Love it.
And I, too, am crossing my fingers, hoping that Soarin' over California is still there so I don't have to look at a crooked Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need to see that. No one needs to see that.
Right. Right. Okay. So that's our Epcot morning. And we have the park hopper for this trip. So then after we get done with all the things in Epcot, we had a couple of different options. We thought we could go back to the resort for a bit and hang out and do whatever before the next thing that we're going to talk about, or we could go ahead and hop over to the park where the next thing we're going to talk about is. We decided let's just hop on the monorail and go over to Magic Kingdom. When we're done with the front of Epcot, we're going to go over, we're just going to hop straight over to Magic Kingdom and just take our time there, walk down Main Street, see the castle, get Candace to stop crying, all of those kind of things that we're going to have to do. And then that night is a paid, a ticketed after hours event in Magic Kingdom. So
they're back.
We're so the same kind of after hours that we did when we were there in 2019, we get to do on our first park day.
Oh,
that'll be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that event runs from 10 till 1, but we can get in as early as 7. But we're just going to hop over and just do Magic Kingdom. And some of those things that maybe aren't open or some of the things that we want to do just get knocked out of the way that we don't want to take the time for in the after hours event, we'll do during the day and just kind of chillax a little bit. And we'll have to do things
like Carousel of Progress because they don't think it's necessary to have that open during after hours.
Is that the only...
No, I think the Tom Sawyer's Island isn't open.
Right, which, okay.
Shoot.
No,
I'm not sure that the Swiss Family Treehouse is either.
Hey, that'd be kind of creepy at night, though.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys should do it.
Yeah,
yeah, just sneak over there, even if it's not open.
Yeah, because remember the alligators can climb trees?
Shut up.
Shut it. So we'll do some of that. And here's my hot take. I would not do Carousel of Progress during the after hours event anyway.
No.
Because that's 25 minutes of a 3-hour, 4-hour ticketed event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you won't get back for just sitting in a theater.
That's right. True.
And as much as I love that attraction, and it wouldn't be a trip to Disney without going on that attraction for me, I wouldn't do it during the after hours event.
Yeah, right. That's understandable.
So we do have a couple of other reservations that we're considering for that night. Right now we have reserved dinner at the Skipper Canteen. So there's a few different reservations that we have open at that point for Candace and I. Some of the rest of the group has other reservations we won't talk about, but we're trying to decide if we want to do Skipper Canteen or if we just want to do some quick service or something like that that night. Because here's the other exciting thing. On the after hours event, there are 2 fireworks shows.
Really?
So they're going to do Enchantment. Is that right? Enchantment is first, Candace?
No, Happily
Ever After is first at 8:00. And then at 9:00 or 10 or when, I don't know what time they do it, but they're going to do Enchantment for the after hours party. So there's going to be a second fireworks show that night.
Wow. That is so
exciting. So I get to cry watching fireworks twice that night too.
So we're talking about if we skip dinner, that potentially allows us to get a better spot for the Happily Ever After fireworks. Whereas the reservation times now, we would either be pushing getting over to the fireworks on time, or one of the reservation slots we would have, we would miss the Happily Ever After fireworks. So we're trying to decide what we want to prioritize that night, because we are going to come back to Magic Kingdom another day and do make sure we're there for Happily Ever After fireworks that night. So what Candace and I are still trying to decide that, but that's kind of the plan at this point.
That's so exciting. Do you know
Happily Ever After again?
Yeah. Do you know if they're going to be doing that for a while or...
I don't know for sure. It was kind of a surprise when they unleashed it with this announcement. I know that yesterday there was an announcement made for additional after hours events in more of the parks, like out into April. So I don't know if they're going to keep it going or if it's just like a phase out thing. I don't know until they get their money back that they spent on Enchantment, both iterations. If they would have done the first one the right way the first time, it would have only had to be one anyway.
But you're not bitter.
No, I am not bitter. I am educated, informed, and I have my opinions. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go traipsing back to our resort at around, we'll probably get back to the resort about 2 a.m.
Oy.
That's going to be a short night, because then what's the plan for Tuesday, Candace?
That will be our first foray into World Showcase. So we don't have like an early start or anything that morning, but it's just going to be, we're going to take on at least part of World Showcase.
Love it. Drinking around the world.
Yep. And with the Festival of the Arts going on, there will be food booths that we'll get to take part in, which we've never, ever done before.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. And I'm excited about the Festival of the Arts too, because it's one I've always thought it's usually their shortest festival. And one that I never thought we would go to it just because of the time of the year, but that it just looks like I am again struggling with English. Judas Priest.
Your brain is excited.
Right. where was I going with that? So all of the food that comes out of the food booths is supposed to be art. So instead of it just being really flavorful food, all the plates are decorated well. All the dishes are made in such a way that it's visually appealing as well as really tasting good. And around the park, there's going to be opportunities to partake in art. There's different Disney artists that are going to be around that you can buy their stuff. There's spots where you can go do your own chalk art if you want to push kids out of the way. And there's all sorts of different things that I'm super excited. It looks like such a fun festival, and I'm glad we get to be there for part of it.
That's so exciting.
And the concerts in the America Gardens Theater is also Disney on Broadway. So they have Broadway performers coming in that are going to perform Disney songs throughout the festival. And so I'm excited, even just to be walking by that is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Do we know who the performers are when we're there?
Yeah, there's a list online.
Okay. We don't have it at our fingertips, though?
No.
No, that's okay. So our thought process is, because Monday night is going to be such a late night, World Showcase doesn't sort of get rolling other than the attractions that are open until usually around 11. So we figured we'd just let ourselves sleep in a little bit, not worry about trying to get up and worry about Genie Plus or anything like that to try and get on any attractions. That day, we're just planning on spending as much time as we can in World Showcase and just explore if there's other things we feel like we want to do, or if we want to go back to the resort. If it gets to be a long day, we can do that. We're just going to kind of take our time that day. The only reservation we have is at La Hacienda de San Angel Diner, Stan and Helen's.
Yes.
That's a 7:45 reservation, and we will be asking for a fireworks view table. We'll be able to see with Francisco, if he's still there. And so we should be able to see the new Epcot fireworks show from that restaurant as well. And then there's a request, we'll be in Epcot again. And I had a request that we get to see the new fireworks show from outside as well. So one night we'll watch it from outside, but we'll get to that day in a little bit.
Very nice.
Anything? So let's get Lacey and Lariah involved here. Where should we start our World Showcase day? Where, if you were us, where would be the first place you would go, knowing that we're going to be coming in from International Gateway, which is between France and Canada? Where would you start the France and UK? France and UK. Yeah, uh-huh. Sorry, I don't want my Disney card revoked. France and UK. Where would you have
that
us
close,
start?
My friend. That
I
close.
Know, right? I was off by one country. That's it. Banned.
Pull up the map. I just pulling up the map. Because, I mean, if you're going to be there all day, right, until your 7:45 dinner reservation, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is in Mexico.
I mean,
I guess it would make sense to start in the UK pavilion.
Okay, here's the international gateway. So they could go.
Like, no. Yeah. Okay, you guys need to start.
Or they could backtrack and end in Mexico. I know that's opposite what we say, but.
No, they need to go listen to me, not her. You need to start in UK, work your way back to France, because, and take your time, obviously, because then you can get back up to Mexico and it's like a circle. Are you not doing that?
I don't think we've decided. I think we were just going to play it by ear. We're asking for your advice.
Because it'll be very nostalgic. No, it won't. Never mind. I was going to say maybe start in France and have those fish and chips if you don't go to the Raglan Road quick service your first evening.
That's for nostalgic reasons. That's a thought.
You know, that was when I went my first trip with you guys, that's what you had for lunch. So, you know.
That's right. At Epcot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, because there's a couple
We could just go to France and go to L'Artisan de Glace and just get one of those brioche ice cream sandwiches and eat that for lunch.
That sounds equally amazing. So you're not wrong either way.
You know, the hard part about this is going to be for me that there are so many food booths that I want to try. But there is so much just regular food that's there that I either want or am going to be disappointed if we don't get. Like the fish and chips from UK. Do we prioritize that over maybe food booth food? Or the ice cream sandwich that I drool over every time I see it? Do we prioritize that over some of the sweet treats that you can get from the food booths? Like one of the things I want to do is really try the food booths. But the great thing is we're going to be in Epcot more than once. We're going to be in World Showcase more than once. So if there, we can do multiple things. I've told Candace already that she has to keep me from wanting to do all the things in the first time I see it.
Mm-hmm. Which is hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some drinks.
Well, we'll be in World Showcase. And there's food booths. So as we think about the circle around the lagoon, there are some food booths over on the front side of the lagoon, mm-hmm. right? On
there are.
The World Celebration side.
Yes.
Of Epcot. So there's some food booths. So yeah, you could start in the UK, go to Canada, then sort of check out those food booths and then go start in Mexico. But I really like your idea.
Then go to the Odyssey building.
Yeah.
Where all the Figment stuff is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you said you want to get on the Figment attraction this time, right, Candace?
I do. Yes.
Reaction video after you come off the ride, please.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Like your thoughts immediately following. I need to know. Scott, please capture her face right after the ride if you can.
I want to capture her face during that one part.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
But I also
feel
don't
like
want
to, I'm being set up.
I don't want to be that person with my phone up and here, let's video everything, but we'll see what we can do. It's
yes.
You are not being set up. It's all in good fun.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so that night will be Epcot. We're just going to spend all day in Epcot. I don't think we have any plans to hop that day.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then Wednesday is an off day.
Very nice.
So break in the middle of the week. So Candace, what plans do we have for our off day?
So as far as I understand, we're just, again, going to take it very easy, very slow that morning. Probably depending on weather, hopefully it's warm enough to go swim. The beach club does have one of the best pools on the entire resort because it's very much like a water park. So there's like a wave pool and a lazy river and water slides and all kinds of fun stuff. So we want to do that. We kind of want to spend some time exploring the resort. We'll be at the same place where Beaches and Cream is. We've not been there. So there's a lot that we have to do around the resort that we want to do.
Yeah. So the other thing that Candace mentioned was Beaches and Cream. Like, if you've watched any of the Disney vloggers, when they go to Beaches and Cream, they get that kitchen sink. Ice cream. Oh, sundae. Okay.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Are you going to do that?
No.
No.
Okay. I feel like the idea of it is fun, but when you get it, you kind of would probably feel like this is impossible.
If we can do that with all 9 people that were going to be there, I might make it, I might be willing to say yes, but no.
And then that afternoon, we are going to start off by heading to the Poly and getting our name in at Trader Sam's and do a monorail bar crawl that evening.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get our name in at Trader Sam's and then go up and get a Lapu Lapu from the bar attached to Ohana.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, Tambu Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Drink out of a pineapple and then go sit in shrinking bar stools in Trader Sam's. And then from there, I'm not sure which direction we'll go, whether we'll go to the Contemporary next or over to Grand Floridian. Have we planned that far ahead, Candace?
Probably where the monorail takes us, which I believe would be Grand Floridian would be the next step.
Okay.
So then
that'll be Enchanted Rose.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if we can, we'll go up to the bar at the... What? Pull my Disney card. The California Grill.
That's a Contemporary, but okay.
You're right. What's the other bar at Grand Floridian? There's 2 there. Well, we'll just have to figure it out.
Yeah.
When we do our trip report, we'll talk about what bars we went to. But then Contemporary, where we'll be in California Grill, and then Steakhouse 71.
If it's not too much to ask, I would love if you guys kept tabs on like your star rating of all the bites and drinks that you have.
Okay. And Candace is going to take pictures of all of it anyway. So.
And I've warned all our travel companions already that I take pictures of food. So.
Good. I go back and look at our food pictures all the time.
Yeah.
So they're going to thank you later.
Okay.
I'm like, so, it's for science, people. It's for right. science.
It's for science. Okay. So we are now through Wednesday. How does our plan sound so far?
Perfect.
Anything you would do differently?
Honestly, no. Like, you're taking it. I love that when you start off in Epcot, I love that you are just focusing on like the front end of Epcot and taking your time there. And then the next day you're going to come back, or not the next day.
Because yeah. The next day.
Tuesday. Because you're doing the front in Epcot and then
on
you're
Monday.
Going to
on Monday. Magic Kingdom.
Tuesday is Magic. No. Showcase. Okay. So, and then you're coming back doing just World Showcase. Like, perfect. Just taking your time, no rush, and then an off day right after that. Perfect.
Yep. Okay. So then that takes us into Thursday, and that is going to be our Hollywood Studios day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to be the only day so far that I'm thinking that we'll probably end up paying for Genie Plus. Just because there's so much in this park that we want to do. And with Rock and Roller Coaster being down for a minor refurb, there's going to be less places for people to go. So I think this might be a good day for Genie Plus. And I think this might
go away from me.
What was that?
They should just go away from me. Just leave me in my park. Go.
That's funny. Our plan is that morning we're going to plan on rope dropping Hollywood Studios, because again, 8:30 is when we can get in, And we are the type of people that we are not going to necessarily rope drop an attraction that day. We are going to rope drop a restaurant. We are going to beeline straight over to Galaxy's Edge and get a breakfast Ronto wrap.
Yes. Do you know how cool Galaxy's Edge is going to be in the morning when there's like going to be no one there? So you really get to be immersed in it, mm-hmm. just like alone. That's going to be amazing.
And Candace, you have to go to the bathrooms in Galaxy's Edge. Yes. They're the best bathrooms.
Please save your morning.
You know how we are with our bathrooms, Candace.
I do know.
That's funny. So yeah, we're going to do Galaxy's Edge first thing in the morning. I think we'll pay again. That's going to be an expensive day from a ticket perspective, because we'll probably also buy individual lightning lanes for the two attractions that we desperately want to get on for sure, which is Rise of the Resistance and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Yes. So we'll probably buy our way onto those two rides in addition to having Genie Plus to get on everything else like Slinky Dog and Midway Mania and Tower of Terror and all of those kind of things that we want to do.
God. Love it.
Guys, please try to get on Slinky Dog Dash. Please.
We're planning on it. We're planning on it. So that's another fun food day too. So we have our breakfast plans at a quick service location. That afternoon for lunch, the person whose birthday it is wanted to have everybody go to 50s Primetime together. So we have 2:15 lunch reservations at 50s Primetime that day. So we'll have chances to snack and that kind of thing between breakfast and then, but that's super exciting. And then that afternoon, right around 5:55, right around 6 o'clock-ish, we have reservations back in Galaxy's Edge to go into Oga's Cantina. Which
I'm so excited. Fun.
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan, it's very reminiscent of Los Isleys in the original movie. So that's going to be super cool to go back and do that. So we'll also, not only will we get to see Galaxy's Edge in the morning, Lariah, with very few people there, we'll also get to see it lit up at night. That's because it's going to be dark by like 5:50. So by the time we come out of Oga's, it's going to be dark and everything will be lit up.
That's going to be so cool.
And so when we get done with Oga's, Candace and I don't know what the rest of the group is going to do, but Candace and I are going to leave Galaxy's Edge and go into Toy Story Land also at night. And we have dinner reservations at the Roundup Rodeo barbecue spot, the new barbecue spot that's basically right behind Woody's lunchbox, but he's put together a whole bunch of cardboard boxes and that kind of thing. And he opened a barbecue restaurant in his little backyard theme park.
Oh, cute.
So we have kind of late reservations there that night.
This is sounding like a perfect, okay. All right, I'm sad that I can't go.
So park that night closes when? Is it a 9 o'clock close, Candace?
9 o'clock. So we will be some of the last people there.
We'll be leaving Hollywood Studios. Like, we'll leave dinner probably at 9 or 9:30. And so all of, like, we'll be some of the last people in the park that night on our way back to the resort.
Dang. Are we squeezing in Tower of Terror?
Well, I love Tower of Terror. If I don't get on it, it's not going to break my trip. One of the people that we're going with absolutely hates drop rides. So I told Candace and I both told him that if we're over there when the rest of his group wants to go on that, we'll sit with him at Baseline Tap House and have a beer flight. And while they do the Tower of Terror, we'll just sit there and have a beer with him. So I love that attraction, but it's not going to be one of those things that I'm going to be disappointed if I don't get on this trip.
Mm-hmm. True.
So yeah, that's our Thursday. I'm excited about that day too. Cause I'm Candace isn't a big Hollywood Studios fan. I'm a big Hollywood Studios fan.
But still, Candace hasn't been she did go to Star Wars.
She did not.
She did not. No.
No. Okay. So I'm excited to see that.
You have to experience it.
She is. Yeah. That's
you
their
have
plan.
To.
That's, you have must. To. Okay.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Boo. I hope we get stopped by stormtroopers at some point. I want to talk to.
Are dinking around on your phone? You absolutely will.
I hope so. I'm gonna be playing with my phone just so I can interact with a stormtrooper. Ask them if they've seen Wookiees. Okay, so then Friday is our Animal Kingdom day. So we are going to get up and we're going to rope drop Animal Kingdom. And I don't know what we'll rope drop, what attraction we'll rope drop, or what the plan is for that day. But it's, again, a really chill day. We're planning on spending all day in Animal Kingdom. Some others are hopping back over to Epcot later in the day. And we might do that too, just depending on what time.
Hop to Magic Kingdom night.
Oh, okay. So we're going to hop to Magic Kingdom for Happily Ever After again. After we get done in Animal Kingdom. Because Animal Kingdom closes at 6.
Yes.
And all the other parks are open till 9 or 10 or whatever. So we'll probably go to another park that night. But we want to explore Animal Kingdom a little bit differently. We definitely want to get on Expedition Everest. We want to do the safari. But we also want to explore all the animal trails that we've never done before. So we're going to make sure we take time to go see all the animals that are there and really treat it more like a zoo.
Yay! Because of the magic of Animal Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show. So you know all their names.
Yep.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's snacks there that we need to try, including the street corn. Hello.
Yeah.
Duh. The street corn. Yeah.
Yeah. However, I will not go looking for a cheeseburger at 10:30 in the morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
I hope that joke never dies. Okay. And we have some of us have a dining reservation that day at Tiffin's restaurant for lunch, which is the restaurant that is attached to
Nomad Lounge.
Jesus, Pete, I'm struggling today. So Tiffin's is attached to Nomad Lounge. And so we're going to do Tiffin's, and then that hopefully we'll figure out Nomad Lounge in there somewhere too. If not, Tiffin's is close enough. We'll get the food, we'll get the drinks, that kind of thing, to be there. And then we'll hop back over to Magic Kingdom while everybody else kind of hops back over to Epcot that night.
Very nice.
Then on Saturday, Candace and I, again, are having a nice kind of slow start to the day. We're actually going to go to Disney Springs, and there's a meal at Disney Springs that I have been wanting to try since the first time I saw it from an influencer, and that is the brunch at Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. So we're going to go to Disney Springs. They have fried chicken and biscuits, Southern home cooking kind of food. So we'll go do that. And then once we're done with brunch, that's going to be another Epcot day where we're just going to figure out what we still need to do in Epcot, all the things. We'll do all the things that we haven't done yet in Epcot. And our friend wants to have like her birth. That's also her birthday, right, Candace?
Yes, it is.
So it's her birthday. So we'll have a birthday celebration at the San Angel Inn, which is the Mexican restaurant in the pyramid.
Overlooking Grand Fiesta Tour.
I'm so curious to see how you guys are going to like that.
Yeah, me too. I've heard such mixed reviews about it that I'm hopeful it's good. Worst case scenario is it's bad and we have to go drown our sorrows in margaritas and tequila. Margaritas. What did I say?
At La Cava.
Yeah, margaritas at La Cava de Tequila.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
And there's going to be a few of us that are going to try the margarita with the ant salt.
Few?
Yeah. It's not just me.
Candace, are you one of them?
No.
Why?
No. That's disgusting.
It's just ant legs.
It's just ants. Come on.
No, I will take hibiscus salt. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so that is our last day in parks. Boo hiss. That brings us to Sunday when we're going to be coming home. And we get to have a nice slow start to the day on Sunday again because our flight doesn't leave Orlando until mid-afternoon.
Correct. Our pickup will be there at the resort to pick us up at 2:15.
Yeah, our flight leaves at 5, so we'll get picked up at 2:15, go to the airport, get ourselves back home, get back home around 11 o'clock that night.
But we are planning on going over to Port Orleans French Quarter that morning and getting Mickey beignets for breakfast.
That's right.
Yes. Yay. Yes.
Yeah, so we're mixing in resort hopping, lots of different park hopping options, lots of new restaurants for us. I'm trying my hardest to just kind of let this one be a really chill trip where we don't feel like we have to do all the things. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I've already asked Candace to keep me accountable to that. And I promised I won't get mad. I don't know that I'm going to be able to keep that promise, but we'll do. I want her to slow me down for this trip where I don't feel like I have to do all the things. I really want this one to be one of those trips where we remember how just relaxed it was. This is kind of almost like a bucket list trip just because of where we're staying and that kind of thing. So I want this to be one of those that we remember for a super long time.
Yeah. I love how much you're going to Epcot. Personally, Epcot is my favorite. So that I give the Lacey stamp of approval for. However, the only thing I would change up, and I understand why you guys planned it the way you did. I totally understand that. But I think my thing I would change a little bit is there's something about Magic Kingdom in the morning. I love being there in the morning, but that is the busiest park. So it's totally understandable why you guys will just be there for after hours. And for maybe a fireworks show, another one, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, on the Monday when we go over for after hours, we're going to go over early enough. So we're basically going to have, including the after hours event, we're going to have at least 8 hours at that park.
Okay.
So it's going to be
one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a full day. We'll just skip the morning. And I understand what you're saying about it, too. Because morning in Magic Kingdom, where everything is just waking up and it's like bright and happy and shiny and lovely. I love that. And I'm going to miss that. But
But other than that, that sounds like a perfect trip. You guys,
yeah.
I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So as we think about this episode, this was kind of our planning. We hope that you kind of feel as you listen to this one, like you were understanding what our trip was going to be for the listeners. We'll do a recap of this trip sometime in the next few weeks as well. Once we get back, we'll then talk about all the things about this trip and that kind of thing as well, just so you can see both the planning side of it and then what actually happened. Like, were we able to live into some of the things that we wanted to do, and what were the curveballs that were thrown our way, because we know they're going to be there. And so, yeah, I'm super excited.
Good. Yeah.
And we've kind of made plans to maybe do a little bit of, I don't know if we want to call it B-roll because we're not doing video, but just little snippets of recording while we're there for the podcast.
Yeah. Yes. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. The folks that we're going with, all but like, I think two of them are super excited about potentially being on the podcast.
Yes. So
they're like, are you going to record while we're here? And so we were talking about how we might do that because we don't want to be annoying, but we'll probably have some sort of a microphone set up with us where we can, like, maybe at the end of the day, or even if we catch somebody in the middle of something, have some of those reaction moments that I'll then splice together either into an extra episode, or we'll do that as a full episode of here's what it was like in the parks for this group. So hopefully, yes, I can make that all come together.
That would be amazing.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else we want to talk about? This was a fun topic for our first episode back. I'm so excited for this season. We talked about it at a dinner that we had a few weeks ago, how excited I was that our podcast seems to be growing a little bit. We don't seem to be losing any steam with our conversations. I'm so excited about season 4. This is going to be just a ton of fun.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so. We covered a lot.
Okay. We will, Candace and I will see you all after we get back from the parks.
Mm-hmm.
That our next Yay! Episode will be after we get back. Probably won't be talking about it, the return trip for a few weeks yet, but we'll be officially back then for the second episode. And remember, there is a great big beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.